Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Voice by Web. My name is Emmanuel Webb, and I'm a freelance voiceover talent. This is a podcast or audio blog where I share my thoughts and opinions, whether about the voiceover industry or my improvements and lessons as a voiceover talent and all-around person. Okay, before I get started, I'm going to be a little transparent with how I do these episodes. I set up a list of topics, including voiceover, and try to run through them to the best of my ability. Truth be told, I've been putting off going down the list specifically because of this prompt that I'm working on right now. The prompt asked, "Will animation ever rule the world?" This has got to be the most abstract title I've had to fight through. Like, honestly, what does that even mean? Okay, let's try to break this down with what I know about animation. Did you know that it takes 24 frames or drawings to equal just 1 second of animation? That sounds crazy, right? It sounds pretty damn tedious to me, I can't lie. I actually remember wanting to create my own cartoons, obsessing over that number of frames needed. So, for a 1 minute animation, that's 1,440 frames. For a 30 minute show, which was actually about 22 minutes if you take out commercials, that's almost 32,000 frames. Back in middle school and high school, I used to take printing paper to draw when I didn't have a sketch pad. I remember taking a whole stack every now and then to try to keep up with my ideas. Suffice it to say, I never did get the exact amount needed to complete any animations. Well, it was that plus not having the focus and inspiration to follow through with any of that. Ironically, wanting to be a part of animation was what started my dreams of voiceover. My earliest memory of seeing it in action was from some behind-the-scenes feature that was on TV. Funny enough, I think it came on after the Saturday morning cartoons were over. The feature was about Disney's Aladdin, which came out in 1992. I won't say how old I am now for this episode, but I was pretty young when that came out. Man, mortality can be funny and cruel all at once. Anyway, let's get back on topic. I won't go so far as to say that animation is taking over the world, but it's definitely having a significant and growing hold on it. For starters, little by little, cartoons are starting to move away from being pigeonholed as just for kids. For years, Fox has had animation domination, which is probably the closest thing we can get to this title. Their primetime lineup usually consists of Simpsons, Family Guy, and a combination of other cartoons that entertain usually older, sometimes mature, audiences. Adult Swim on Cartoon Network is in the same vein, with fewer restrictions than broadcast TV. And even fewer restrictions are streaming services that are offering more adult content in animation form, like BoJack Horseman on Netflix, which tackles addictions, depression, and other heavy topics, or Invincible on Amazon Prime, which is hilarious and gory fun. Highly recommend it. But animation isn't just used strictly for entertainment. A lot of companies have started using animated explainer videos that showcase a product or service that they have. I have had the fortune of providing my voice to a few of them, which almost fulfills that childhood dream I had. I'm still holding out hope that I'll voice a superhero one day. And with that, I'm about to call it a day. If you'd like to hear more, leave a comment on what you'd like me to speak on for the next episode. You can follow me on Twitter at web859, on Instagram at web.859, on LinkedIn using Emmanuel Webb VO, or visit my website at www.voicedbyweb.com. Once again, this is Emmanuel Webb. Thanks for your time. Peace.